Typically, when people are locked up in close quarters, you can expect a baby boom. That hasn't happened during the pandemic, in part because people are unsure about the impact of COVID now and in the future. In fact, researchers are seeing lower birth weights and an increase in the number of stillbirth women who have had COVID. So to talk about everything from vaccines to immunity to Omicron, I got a hold of Dr. Laura Mercer, an OBGYN and associate professor at the University of Arizona's Medical School in Phoenix.
One of the things that we've learned is that COVID-19 does impact pregnant women more than their non-pregnant counterparts. And we know that pregnant women with COVID are more than twice as likely to end up in the intensive care unit. They're more than twice as likely to need to be intubated or end up on ECMO or other invasive life-saving measures. We've also learned that pregnant women are almost twice as likely to have a stillbirth. And that comes from the fact that we're seeing that COVID impacts the placenta. It causes inflammation and damage within the placenta, and that impacts the ability for the placenta to deliver all the nutrients and oxygen that the baby needs as it's growing and developing.
Okay, so that's the risks of getting COVID. So then let's talk about the vaccine. I know throughout the pandemic and as the vaccine has become available, there have been, you know, debates and questions from pregnant women about whether or not they should get vaccinated while they're pregnant, whether they should wait till afterward. I think a lot of those questions have been answered at this point. What are the findings?
Absolutely. So in general, we know that vaccination is safe in pregnancy. Looking at early trials for the vaccine, pregnant women were not included in those trials. And so that's where that early question mark came from.
Yeah.
Since we've rolled out the vaccine, since we've started vaccinating pregnant women, we have been closely monitoring at a population level to look for any evidence of harm. And we just haven't found any. Last week, the CDC published a report looking specifically at this question. And they looked at more than 46,000 women across the country and put them into two groups, those that had received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine and those that had not been vaccinated. And then they compared the two groups to see how each of them did during pregnancy. And what they found is that there was no significant difference between the two groups. There was no increased risk of preterm birth, no increased risk for small for gestational age babies. And that didn't vary by the type of vaccine, the number of vaccines. So this continues to add to the growing number of published studies and peer-reviewed research papers that tell us that it is safe to be vaccinated in pregnancy. And being vaccinated in pregnancy can then help decrease the risk of all of those bad things we already talked about.
So the risk definitely of getting the virus is much, much worse.
Much, much worse.
How do the vaccines protect the unborn child or the child then once it's born?
So it is fascinating to talk about the placenta, and that is not why you invited me here to have an interview, but the placenta is the only temporary organ of the human body, and it does amazing things to help us literally grow a tiny human from scratch. One of the things the placenta does is that it allows mom's antibodies to be given to the baby through the umbilical cord. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that when the baby is born, the baby will have what we call passive immunity to the things that the mom is immune to. What that means in the setting of COVID is that if mom is protected from COVID because she has gotten the vaccine, she will share those antibodies through the placenta, through the umbilical cord, and the baby will then have protection against the COVID virus as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that some antibodies can be present in breast milk. And so that's another potential benefit.
That's really interesting. Back up for a moment and explain how immunity works in pregnant women. Like you, I remember when I was pregnant, I was told like you are in an immunocompromised state when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah. During pregnancy, you were in an immunocompromised state. And that's because the baby has half of mom's genetic material and half of the father's genetic material. And what that means is that the immune system of mom needs to cool it, if you will. It needs to decrease how aggressive it is during pregnancy in order to avoid accidentally identifying the baby as quote unquote foreign and accidentally attacking the baby during pregnancy.
What about Omicron, this new variant that is just everywhere right now? Like, it seems like a lot of this, the idea is that, you know, pregnant women should not get COVID and you should get vaccinated so that you don't get COVID. But with this variant, being vaccinated isn't necessarily going to protect you from getting it. It might protect you from getting super sick. But if we can't avoid it, what could the potential impact be for pregnant women?
We talked about the placental impact when somebody has COVID. And what we know is that pathologists are reporting seeing those bad placental changes, even in women who have mild disease. And so what that tells me as a practicing obstetrician is that I should not only encourage my patients to be vaccinated, but I also should encourage them to be careful about wearing masks and avoiding large crowds, because getting COVID during pregnancy, it becomes a numbers game. Though we know that maternal impacts of Omicron seem to be less than the Delta variant, we still really worry that there could be adverse impacts, even if it's a small percentage of people.
So we still basically don't know with this new variant what it could do to not just pregnant women, but their babies when they're born down the line.
That's exactly right. We just don't know yet.
So let me end then by asking you, Dr. Mercer, a broader question. I mean, we saw at least a dip in birth rates throughout the pandemic, which I think is understandable. Lots of uncertainty, lots of people saying, maybe I don't want to have a child right now because we don't know what could happen. What would you say to somebody who's either debating having a baby at this point, debating having a baby at all because this pandemic never seems to end? Do you have those conversations with patients?
I have those conversations nearly every day that I'm in the clinic. And what I would say to anybody contemplating pregnancy is, number one, start taking your prenatal vitamin. Number two, get vaccinated and get vaccinated now. Wear your mask. Be smart. Try to avoid getting COVID. But don't delay your plans for your family because of this virus. There are a lot of things that we know how to do to keep ourselves safe. And by doing those things, we can decrease the risk of those harmful outcomes, and people can still safely grow their families when they're ready to do so.
All right. Dr. Laura Mercer is an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Arizona's Medical School here in Phoenix. Dr. Mercer, thank you so much for coming on to talk to us about this. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lauren.